Okay, then we end off midin kasher. What is midin kasher? From a difficult din. I've seen different translations about this, but it seems the pshat that's muskan by most mufarshim is midin kasher from a difficult din. What does it mean, a difficult din? So if you look on the side of the Gemara and Brachas, I mentioned to you that this tefillah, Rebbe was the one who created this tefillah, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and it's brought down in the Gemara and Brachas, after Zayin on the base. And on the side of the Gemara there, it's brought a pirish on these words, midin kasher, from the Aruch. The Aruch, before they had the Jastro dictionary, the Aruch was one of the Rishayim, Rabbeinu Nasan, Bala Aruch, he wrote a dictionary, but it's very authentic, written from one of the Rishayim. So a lot of the Rishayim quote the Aruch. But Al-Kapanim, the Aruch says there, what does it mean in the time of the Gemara, midin kasher? The Aruch says that sheyicholim anu ladun shaloi bekoishi. Sheyicholim anu ladun, that we should be able to judge shaloi bekoishi without difficulty. Which means that when judgment, when dinei Torah come to us, we shouldn't be too difficult. It shouldn't be a din kasher. It shouldn't be a very difficult din. It should be a din that we're able to paskin easily. What does this have to do with this tefillah? So in the Pirush Iyun tefillah, which is in the Oitzer HaTfilas, he explains there, because this was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi talking. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, in addition to being one of the greatest Rosh Yeshiva, was also a Nasi in Klal Yisrael. And as you can understand, all difficult matters came to him. The most difficult Dinei Torah in Klal Yisrael came to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So he davened every day that Hashem should save him midin kasher, from a difficult din. He was davening that that no din should be too difficult for him to pass. So that's the application, the way Rabbi applied it, as being a dayan, the head dayan in Klal Yisrael, the Nasi and the Rashiva. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi davened every day that Hashem should spare him midin kasher, from a din that's too difficult for him to paskin. And I was thinking that the truth is, we could each apply this. We all say this these days, even though we're not dayanim, and people are not necessarily asking us our Das Torah and our Psach Din. So, but I think we could each apply this, because in a certain sense, we are all dayanim. Everybody has to make decisions on a day-to-day basis, whether it's decisions in halacha, the person has to paskin whether he should do a certain thing or not, what bracha he should make on something, or even stam decisions that we have to make in life, any decisions, what yeshiva we should go to, any decisions that could come up in life, we are dayanim that we have to paskin. Sometimes we're able to sit down with a rav and ask a shayla. Sometimes something comes up very quickly, a person has to make an important decision, and he doesn't have time to be misyayitz with anyone. So we're asking that Hashem should spare us midin kasher. Nothing should be too difficult for us. There's no unsettling feeling in the world more than when a person doesn't know what to do. He has a situation, he's involved with the shidduch, or he doesn't know what job to take, and he doesn't know. When he finds out what's the best thing, when a rav can tell him what's the best thing, or when he makes a clear decision and he sees the truth of the matter, then that's the biggest simcha in the world. There's a well-known expression, ain't simcha ka'ataras hasfekas. I've heard it many times. I'd be very grateful to someone if they would find me the mucker of such an expression. But that's an expression. Ein simcha ka'ataras hasfekas. There is no simcha in the world greater than hataras hasfekas, when sfekas are decided and determined that a person is not mesupik anymore, and he knows exactly what to do. This negeh, as a person goes through in his life, the parasha of shiduchim, as we said, choosing yeshivas, deciding on a job. A person sometimes wants the answer to be yes. Fine, but second best to yes is no, that he knows that this one is not for him, and that's it. But when a person is not sure and he's mesupik, it's the most unsettling feeling in the world. So ain't simcha ka'ataras hasfekas, and that's the expression. And that's the idea of midin kasher. When we ask Hashem midin kasher, it possibly could mean not just that when we become a dayanim and people ask us shailas, we should be able to master all the shailas and not be caught, nothing should be too difficult for us. But any din that we have to paskin on, whether it's a din in Torah, whether it's a din in hashkafa in our life, no din should be, no decision should be too difficult for us. When we remain in a suffix, we should always have the yishav adas and the right hadracha to make the right decisions. I share with you an episode that happened to me in the summer. I went over to my Rebbe, Rav Asher Arieli, and my last visit with him when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and obviously he knew that I was going to America to become a Rebbe, and I asked him being my Rebbe, I asked him, what's my tafkid as a Rebbe? What am I supposed to get? Am I supposed to be teaching the Bachram a piece of Gemara? Is that the point of a Rebbe? What's the tafkid of a Rebbe? And we had a nice conversation. He told me a lot of interesting insights. But one thing that he said, that the tafkid of a Rebbe to Talmidim in Yeshiva is to give the Talmidim a simcha in their learning. To give the Talmidim a geshmak in the learning, that they understand something besimcha. That they have a happiness in their learning, and therefore even after they leave your shir and go on to other yeshivas, but they'll have a simcha, a geshmak in their learning. He He said, how do you bring about a simcha in a Talmud's learning? When you give him a clarity in learning. He said, many people feel that the opposite of happiness is sadness. The opposite of simcha is atzus. He said, it's not true. The opposite of happiness is confusion. He said, the opposite, the hepach of simcha is bilbul. When a person is confused, that's the opposite of happiness. When a person has something clear, and he has a sugya clear, he understands, this is Rashi Shita, this is Taisi Shita. Even sometimes he leaves something with the kasha, but you have clear, this is the kasha, this is something that's bothering us. It's not like a haze, the sugya is very clear. You have this question, we don't have an answer to this question, we suggested an answer to, this is Rashi Shita, this is Taisi Shita. When you give the Talmidim a clarity, then they have a simcha in their learning. And I remember walking out of there with a very elevating feeling that the idea of clarity is not just something that now I understand the sugya. Clarity brings a certain menuchas hanefesh to a person. Now I understand the sugya. Now I understand what my decision in deciding yeshiva should be telling. And it's not like there's 18 variables and factors and you're not sure which one. No, you have everything clear cut on a piece of paper. These are the positives. These are the negatives. And even if the decision might be unclear, but if you know clearly exactly what it's telling on, then you're on your way to getting the clarity of a decision. And this is something that's true in learning, as he said, but it's true in life as well. When a person is unclear, it's a very extremely unsettling feeling. Person, we ask Hashem every day that Hashem should save us midin kasha. We can have this in mind as well, but not just that we should pass on always the right halachas and all. Din Torah should be too difficult for us, but no decision in life, whether it's in learning, understanding a halacha, or understanding a sugya, or stam deciding on what job to take, or what girl to marry, or what anything that comes a person's way, we should be zeicha to be spared from that unsettling state of confusion. We should have the menuchas hanefesh that comes along with the klarkeit and a clarity in each inyan.